Hello, my name's David Griffith, and I'm going to talk about moving image education. Moving image education is essentially about two related concepts. One is making education relevant, inclusive, and cross-curricular. The other side is about literacy, because we believe that an understanding of narrative precedes an ability to be literate. Now, when you get kids going to school, they have maybe seen thousands of hours of film, TV footage, but they have perhaps never read a book, if their parents haven't read them books when they're younger. And so when they come, they need that kind of relevance of education. Also, from a point of view of citizenship and literacy, one can think that it's really important to be able to read and write in the dominant language of our culture. And since the dominant language of our culture is moving image, if you can't understand the language of moving images and how it functions, you are effectively illiterate. And it's really important that people understand, therefore, the grammar, the punctuation of film, how it's put together, so that they have the capacity to both analyze it and close read it, and also to be able to write it through the use of their ICT skills. So it's about making it inclusive in terms of the classroom, in terms of opening up how you teach, working in projects to make film and to edit film and to download and analyze in groups. But also it is about that literacy, that wider literacy concept. And since it's now part of the SQA idea of text, 21st century literacy, and all these other things, it's really important that schools and teachers get on board, we believe, with this program. And there are a number of websites that we have. There's www.scotlandonscreen.org.uk, www.screeningshorts.org.uk. The first was more for history, the second is more for English. And then we also have www.languagesonscreen.org.uk, which is a modern languages website, which is also used to put modern languages in their cultural context and provide a relevant way of learning a modern language. At the moment, it's Italian, French, German and Spanish films, but we'll shortly be having a lot of Gaelic films, and all these films that we have educational resources attached to them that have been developed by teachers who are working in Scotland today.